microphone master. The most innovative, understated, but others out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, J-Love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the fresh. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Love, let's rock, banging and fine.
Softball swinging, baseball cracking partner Blaze Rock. What's up, man?
Hey, man, I'm just saying, I go ham and it's beyond yeah. But hey, you know what else? Look, let's say this right now. This is episode 53. Yeah. 5 + 3. That means we've been on air rocking with y'all, y'all rocking with us on Dub CNN for a year. And you know, there's a lot of shows out there who don't get that opportunity, don't see it. You know, there's a lot of TV shows that don't get more than 4 episodes. We've got 53. You know, there's a lot of shows that shouldn't have gotten that many episodes. We've gotten 53. I even take you one better. There's a lot of albums that shouldn't have gotten more than one. Shouldn't have gotten two, one, for that matter. But we got 53. So, you know, without sounding too cocky, of course, I got to thank everybody for their attention to the show. Everybody who patronizes Dub CNN and the Dub CNN Radio Network, but more importantly and most especially, anybody who shares or tweets or digs us or listens to us or just, you know, just deals with the noise that we make on Microphone Masters. So, you know, whatever it is, we want to say thank you and we appreciate it, and we hope to see 52 more of these episodes.
And without further ado, we're going to get into a song real quick because I can't say it any better. When we're going to come back, Loopy Fiasco, we're going to get into it, Mr. Blaze Rock. So we're going to get Loopy Fiasco, Around My Way, Freedom Ain't Free. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Great American Rap Resurrect. Rest in peace, Young Ass. Young Ass.
First off, say peace to Pine Ridge. Shame at all the damage that the white man wine did. Ghost dance, fell in tears, 5 million beers a year, and all that other crime did. More pieces to the teachers of blind kids, to red bells and small cells, keeping their mind big. Say everything's hostile, suicide bombers and prosperity gospels. Emaciated models with cocaine and blood pouring out their nostrils. They got to, just to stay awake on the catwalk of life where everybody watch you. Straight hair, high heels, and a handbag. Crucifixes, racism, and a land grab. Katrina, FEMA, trailers, human body sandbags. A peace sign and a pants sag. A money toss calls a nine stripper mad dash. A friend request following a hashtag. Now everybody want it like the last laugh. A Michael Jackson jacket or a death mask. Purple Jordans or the mixed girl in your math class. Stable is when the bath had Baghdad. But corporate jets really had to have that gas band. War and they hope they all fall from the rat attack. Cause that's just more dinosaur for the Cadillacs.
Live from the other side, what you see? A bunch of nonsense on my TV. Heaven on earth is what I need. When I feel I'm in hell every time I breathe. Born live from the outside, what you hear? A bunch of nonsense all in my ear. Rich man, poor man, we all gotta pay. It's freedom ain't free, especially round my way.
Marvel at the state of heart of man. Then turn around and treat Ghana like a garbage can. America's a big motherfucking garbage man. If you ain't know, you part and parcel of the problem. You say no, you ain't, and I say yes, you is. Soon as you find out what planned obsolescence is, you say no, they didn't, and I say yes, they did. The definition of unnecessary-ness.
manifested. Say that we should protest just to get arrested. That goes against all my hustling ethics. A bunch of jail rippers say it's highly ineffective. Depart from Martin, connect on Malcolm X tip. Insert Baldwin, it's similar to separate. To me, the truth is more fulfilling than a method of finding really fast internet to have some sex with. It's all one song short of a set list. Couple croissants shy of a continental breakfast. Or blowing out your birthday candles just to make a death wish. So absurd, word to Chief Bone Necklace. Down at the Lakota Sioux Casino, a whole culture boiled down to giving you Patino. I go as left as a heart in the chest, cause the horn of Africa is now starving to death.
Live from the underside, what you see? A bunch of nonsense on my TV. Heaven on earth is what I need, but I feel I'm in hell every time I breathe. Born live from the underside, what you hear? A bunch of nonsense all in my ear. Rich man, poor man, we all gotta pay. Freedom ain't free, especially
round
my way.
In all white Los Angeles, the dream of Mr. Chandler. Hope and pray they take Columbus Day up off the calendar. South Central, an example of God's gift. So shout to all the mothers raising babies in Spa 6. The projects of Oakland City, Detroit ghost towns. Monopolies on poverty where D-Boy Coke bound. It's parts of Manila like the video for Thriller. But the U.S. Embassy is reminiscent of a villa. If poverty is chocolate and privilege vanilla, then what's the flavor of the Sunday preacher's pedophilia? Cash rules everything around these. There's classrooms everywhere around me with. Hither you can be Mr. Burns or Mr. Smithers, the tyrant or the slave, but nowhere in the middle of the extremes of America's dream. Freud fighting Neo, Freddy Cougar referee now.
Live on the underside, what you see? A bunch of nonsense on my TV. Heaven on earth is what I need, but I feel I'm in hell every time I breathe. Born live on the underside, what you hear? A bunch of nonsense all in my ear. Rich man, poor man, we all gotta pay. It's freedom ain't free, especially round my way.
Listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. Okay, now the big thing with over this past few days was the whole Luther fiasco when he did the remake of the Pete Rock track and all that stuff. I want to get your take on it, because one of the things that upsets me when it comes to hip hop, and I know that there sometimes there's those unspoken rules like with baseball where you can't, where you don't trump the no hitter. One point, do you not try to bunt to win the game? Anyway,
right.
But the point is, D-Rock took umbrage because he made the song, didn't get his okay or approval, and then it comes out later that, yeah, I kind of gave an approval, but he didn't hit me back up to really get the real approval and all this stuff. And I want to know, when is a remake not okay? And is Pete Rock really being
kind of a baby?
Grumpy old man.
Kind of being a baby? Nah, grumpy old man gives him more credit than his due. I'm saying this, I grew up, obviously, during the period of time when they remember something you came out. So, yes. You know, we have a little more area to work with. A little
can
more.
Can we pause real quick? Yeah. I don't like Lupe's version.
Don't get me wrong. I was going to say that. I'm not a big fan of it either. But what I am saying is, I don't think we should be in a point. And like certain songs are sacred, and there's some unwritten rule that the song can't be redone or reused, or better yet, the sample done. I think what's also kind of pissy about it is you got Pete Rock bitching and complaining about, you know, oh y'all, yeah, that's not right and that shouldn't be done because it was, you know, it was a real personal to me song. Hey homeboy, it was personal until you put it out. Once you put it out, bang, you lose all that personalness. And it can be personal to you, but it's no longer just yours. And that's the thing I think about hip hop, you know, is once you put something out, it becomes the collective ownership of hip hop. And you're subject to the very sampling and reduction and remake situation that the artists that were originally sampled are. Because you think about it, some of the stuff that's been sampled on some of our favorite songs is 30, 40 years prior to those songs. And now we're back at that same point where, you know, it's 2012. And They Reminisce Over You came out in the 90s. Bro, you're talking 20 years in some cases, you know? So you've got kids who may never have even heard of the original that are now interested in the original. So I don't think it's a bad thing that it gets remade. But I do think that these grown-ups need to start acting like grown-ups as opposed to acting like little babies. It's mine, and you can't play with it. Come on, cuz. Then I felt worse because the producer of the Who Lupe Fiasco version, like, went through some real effort to get the song, you know, to sound like a respectable remake. I mean, he didn't even just douchebag it and go and sample, you know, They Reminisce Over You, because the sample that they actually use is unclearable and it's not going to happen. But he didn't just go sample They Reminisce Over You. He went and had it replayed. I mean, replayed some of the instruments, the sax, played the keys, everything, had it replayed live in some case, you know, for certain portions. You got to respect that effort musically, and you got to take that amount of effort that they put into it as a sign of respect, even if you don't like the song.
I totally agree with you, and that's one of the things. It just sounds so hypocritical for me when a producer
yes.
who goes and samples it, then says, "You can't sample it because I sampled it,
yes.
and I sampled it better. So therefore, you got to get my approval if you decide to use it."
Right.
That just sounds very hypocritical to me, and that's not what hip hop should be about.
To me, that personifies jackassery. Right there. It's like, right. What's good for me ain't good for you. What's good for you ain't good. But, you know, again, how do you say, oh, you can't sample my song that I sampled from somebody else? The primary piece of music that everyone knows that song for, everyone knows that song for one portion of that beat. I don't care what anybody says. You don't memorize the drums. You don't memorize the hi-hats. You don't memorize anything other than that you hear, na 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 na. That's what you know. You know what I'm saying? That was not played by people. That was not, you know what I'm saying? It was sampled. You stole it from somebody, bro. You stole it from somebody, and now somebody's interpolating that into a new song, and now your ass is upset. When back, you know, a couple of years back, 10, 15 years back, when the people that we were sampling, jazz musicians, blues musicians, funk musicians, rock musicians, were pissed off because we were sampling them, and you were like, nah, it's just art. Now you want to talk about, nah, you can't sample, man. Come on, guys, nah. That's what, you know what? Again, that's that. As you grow older, you start learning that everything you see before will happen.
That's true. So we gonna get into some tracks real quick. David Banner, Sex, Drugs, and Video Games. Locksmith, Hallelujah. Rocky Tyre called Woosah. So David Banner, Locksmith, Rocky Tyre. You're listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
My mother, girl, I put nothing above you. If my wife existed, then I really thought she was you. The way your friends talk, shit, they might as well be fucking you. I'd be lying if I said there wasn't no pussy on the side. I'm alone in L.A. I was just trying to get by. I gave you all I had, but my soul and my manhood. You got selfish, now I'm thinking that you want that too. Under the spell of these witches, don't die broken, lonely, fucking with them bitter bitches. They say I'm full of sin, but they ain't got no men. Regardless of my fallacies, you and I were friends. Ha, I guess your mother got a wish that I would leave while our daughter's feeling like shit. I won't call no names, but if it's all the same, your mother and your friends control my video game. Damn. I miss calling your name. I guess the sex and the drugs control my video games and my
sex, drugs, and video games. But the controller is connected to our brain. They play with a pain. But I think I'd rather die than be on TV trying to live a fucking lie. They call it sex, drugs, and video games. But the controller is connected to our brain. They play with a pain. But I think I'd rather die than be on TV trying to live a fucking lie.
Shit, I can't skate. Rappers say they ballin', but these niggas getting raped. I know, cause I got it all on tape. You can view it all at 8. Niggas publicizing hate like it's Common versus Drake. Yeah, our soul is controlled by the music that we make. When I die, I wanna be known for more than just play. Let me say that I'm a tad bit embarrassed. That white folks think it's cool that his niggas off in Paris. But to Africa, a child say, Banner, now it's on. I'm a nigga till I die. Cause I heard it in your song. Real hoes get down on the floor. I know, cause I bought your fucking CD and that bitch it told me so. Then I asked little buddy, could I ever change his mind on the dime? He said, yeah, if you can stop my folks from dying. Could I ever change his mind? He said, yeah, David Banner, if you can stop my folks from dying, and that's real.
these young niggas get killed. Cause it's sex and drugs and video games, but the controller is connected to our brain. They plan with a pain, but I think I'd rather die than be on TV trying to live a fucking lie. They call it sex and drugs and video games, but the controller is connected to our brain. They plan with a pain, but I think I'd rather die than be on TV trying to live.
Made sex, drugs, and video games.
It had a point,
but the truth is it didn't feel right in my soul. And that keeps us doing anything for money. It keeps us spinning so fast that by the time we realize what we become, it's just too late to turn back.
Jumping Jehovah's Witness. Okay. Opportunities knocking on niggas' doors, but I record can cause motion sickness and put your brain in flight. A true MC, I split the Sony Red V and free the Big Daddy Canaanites. On the Kanye West Bank of Jordan, with two of every beat, Noah ID recording. Absorbing a spiteful, a disciple to the Atlas. Converting other rappers, I'm Little John the Baptist. I practice what I preach and I speak to the flock from your shepherd. Going Abraham on these beats, minus the pork reference. And your preference is something that some rebuke. I'm an apostle to the gospel, according to Uncle Luke. And I shoot for my brain, what I feel's an abomination. Writing lyrics on the block, and hip hop is the congregation. Your consummation with virgin, be got a profit. The devil wants a piece of that pie when you deposit. The opposite of forthcoming, we never support nothing. Try to help the people out and they blame you for their shortcomings. My flow's way iller, so phone Jay Dilla. Send a message to heaven, my brethren, there's no way filler. I expose fake killers and I stone they pillars. Hallelujah, you caught the Holy Ghost face killer. Got the drop from Ad Rock, you blame an innocent Eve for selling off shares of Apple by the Timberland tree. And Crooked Isaac had his son Jacob one, who spoke repeatedly, reject the false idols and all the fake chug deities. He would plead, saying his tracks was mad grittier. He took his beats and relocated to Mad Libya. The city lacks pity, bruh, and niggas want no peace. They said it's devils and swine, so they don't fuck with police. For 4 weeks and 2 days, I cleansed my soul and spoke the unwritten truth the hip hop won't show.
Broke on a financial tightrope with a damaged FICO. Success of fit in a fight phone. The definition of spiteful. I put a stick in your bike spokes and trip you. And I hope your head hits a fucking light post. At night, a hawk of people jogging on the sidewalk. Flash my brakes while driving near them to scam so that they might fall. Yo, they ride in the dark. My mind is off. I need a Bible of blunt and a bottle of Tylenol. Compare me to the manic depressions of anger management. Step who my hate is backwards. It's you and this lame establishment. I sounded cliche on accident, but I don't give a shit if you respect me. Really, what's an opinion from a lemmy? My homegirl says I'm aggravated. My chick says I always have an attitude. It's mind your fucking business since I'm mad at you. Then I drink a bottle of lean. Didn't know how it's gonna go. They say you know I'm spazzing out in the crowd at my own show. It's APS cutting me off after I paid a meth head. Semi-truck drivers getting in the fucking way. I'm surprised I ain't committed manslaughter yet. Fuck a boiling point, ain't no water left. I'm owed a check for 3 months from my apartment. A step away from committing arson inside my complex. Or how about a bomb threat? What did it mean they'll send it to the financial department? They only have one office.
Example the local rappers and school a couple producers. Don't ask for me on your track, then your music is f***ing useless. You can bitch you an artist if you obviously plumb retarded. You kids is garbage like Summer Thompson. Turn off that nonsense, I'm insulted. Rock's exalted. If you ain't talking about his project, do not consult him. My time is not cheap. I need a drink. I think the most ironic thing is I'm f***ing it busy and studying to be a shrink.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. I want to get into a couple things. And bear with me, Blaze, because you know how you and I feel about beef and all that. And folks who listen to the show, they know about it. But there's been a simmering disagreement, let's say, with Pusha T and Drake. Right, and one of the things that I think it was an interview with DMX that I saw a few weeks ago, that they were asking him about how do you feel about Drake, and there was this awkward pregnant pause, and then eventually DMX said, I just hate his face, I just can't stand his face, I hate his face, I hate everything about him. But the thing with Pusha T, he came up with a track that's called Exodus 23-1, and how kind of one of those subliminal diss songs where the internet grabs it and more so the media goes crazy over it. Yo, this is a diss song. And then Wayne comes out and disses Pusha T. And then Pusha T's brother, who's No Malice now, comes out and says, yo, I'm repping for my brother. I love my brother, so I don't care what nobody say. Now, is it that serious, man? Is it that serious?
Hey, I'm still saying the same thing. Grown ass men, grown ass millionaires, arguing over the internet essentially. I don't get it. I don't. You know what? I'm gonna say this, bro. I'm a successful thousandaire, and you know, from my financial standpoint, I understand where they're coming from in that once you get to a certain financial stature, what else do you have to do but try to protect your image and protect your brand? I also understand that hip-hop comes from, you know, from the annals of competition, and battling is a part of our culture, and, you know, it's the foundation of our culture. But I also feel like there has to be a point where we go, is it really that serious?
Yeah.
At the same time, dude, I still think the whole thing is just an opportunity for them to get more attention. Because I don't know, maybe I'm too old school for my young age, but I still feel like if you got that much of a problem with somebody, see them. See them.
The thing that gets me is this. You're married, so I'm sure you heard this. One of the things that people would say is, if you and your wife, or you and your significant other, you and your wife get in a fight, and don't go and tell somebody else that you got in a fight, because y'all will make up sooner and everything will be all okay. But the people you went and told, yo, I can't stand her, or she says, I can't stand him because of this,
right. They're
still going to remember that.
Right.
And they're still going to have those bad feelings toward that person
right. That
you told them about. So everything is fine with you. So Pusha and Drake can make up and be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But No Malice might be thinking, wait a minute,
that ain't cool.
My brother, I'm not good with you. So, I think as adults, there has to be some level of maturity, and maybe that's putting too great an expectation on things. When they really air their dirty laundry, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, especially today with the bravado, and yo, you gonna let him say that to you, son? You gonna let him say that to you?
Well, plus you got Twitter, which is like instigator times a billion.
Yeah.
Because you got all these little clown shoot jackasses on Twitter who will blow it up and keep instigating it. You know, like, for example, yesterday, F. Pusha T was tweeting, was trending. And, you know, and half of these cats have never even really understood where Pusha T came from. And then the other thing I thought was hilarious was you had Drake, who was like, of course, going to go to bat for his boy Lil Wayne. And then on MTV a few years ago, of course, he was talking about how he had, you know, he was so in love with the clips, and he had went and bought an autographed mic off of eBay, believing that it was autographed by Pusha T. You're done. You know what I'm saying? What can you say anymore? You're done. Your whole existence in this battle is null and void at that point. Because anything you say makes you look like a herd. Because you know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't got no, see, because I'm saying, I'm not one of those people who feels like you can't be a fan of nobody. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
I don't mean it that way. But I'm saying anything you say at this point forward is invalidated completely by you saying what you, by you doing and saying what you have been doing up until this point. Which is why I say this whole thing is theatrical. It's all cinema because, I mean, dude, why did it, why do you, what? Like, for example, Lil Wayne's feelings, was that hurt by subliminals?
Right. Exactly.
I'm like, I can see going ham if he calls your name out. If he don't say your name, why do you even care? And you know, somebody else, I think it was Charlamagne the guy, or it might have been somebody else that said, you know, you gotta wonder, you know, when somebody don't say your name and you're taking that much of offense to it, what do you think of yourself?
Right.
You know, I mean, that's the telling truth right there. But I don't know, dude. I love battling. I love beef. I mean, I don't battle, but I mean, I love the people who do, the people who are built that way, and the people who are skilled that way to do so. Ain't nothing wrong with a good diss track. Don't get me wrong. But I just think this right here is too phony. It's too out of the blue. It went from 0 to 60 in like 0.2 seconds, and I'm not cool with that. That's phony.
And so on that note, of course, you know, we got to let y'all judge for yourselves on this one. So we're going to bring a couple of tracks to you. A couple of Pusha T tracks. The first one, I like this track. It's Alone in Vegas. I like that.
Yeah.
Then Pusha T, Exodus 23-1. He's always on the, you know, always on this business stuff.
I think that.
I do. I think it's kind
of
fresh.
I always wonder, you know, sidebar. I always wonder why, you know, how many of these little dirt bags are ushering it on, even when it's all with Exodus.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's what I meant to do. That I was, I forgot what I was doing when I was at work when I saw it, and I meant to look it up in my iPad too.
In the new King, in the new King James version, it is: "You shall not circulate a false report. Do not put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness." Quite apropos. You gotta give him some credit. Yeah.
Yeah. Then we're going to go to Lil Wayne, his retaliation called Foolish. And then 99 North, which is Shake the Metal, and Nigga Red is called The Corner. So two tracks by Pusha T, one Lil Wayne, and then 99 North, which is Shake the Metal, and Nigga Red. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on WCMN.com.
The self-righteous drug dealer dichotomy. I'm drawn from both sides, I am Siamese. The tug of war opens the door in Trotter. Rip me apart and see what's inside of this pinata. Enrolling Wally-Hos in Jim Strata, that's one saga. One chapter of black magic, I'm Harry Potter. Feels like I'm doomed to dealing with women who relationships with their fathers won't allow us to bloom and blossom. I swear them Vegas nights was funny, awesome. But adios, I blow my own dice before I toss them. Lost some niggas, some others again double crossed them. Trying to snatch my niggas back, I blew a small fortune. Wrestle with the work, we was like the four horsemen. Ric Flair with the flame, I'm gorgeous. As the gold wing doors lift, Karate Kid crane kick, no Jaden Smith. Whiter than that brush that they paint me with. Sunk leather seats, softer than an angel's kiss. But they devil red, tires double tread. I post and parks up, that gets me double head. Tight rope walking, trying to keep a level head. But bright lights blind, look at what the devil did. She left the door open, gave up if I'm famous. I write this alone in Vegas. Camouflage, street money, party nights with the A-list. I write this alone in Vegas. Remember nights when my team blew it all on the tables. I write this alone in Vegas. I'm the only one left and the memory's fading. So I write this alone in Vegas. They'll do everything in their power. Stomp near the stove when you're rising like flour. Make your cake fall when you're threatening the tower. It's 911, you're on your 25th hour. Hasta la vista, I'm stepping out the bleachers. How the tide turns when the pupil's now the teacher. The game can't grow by just following the leaders. You gotta be better than the ones who precede you. Yeah. Upgrade them, upstage them, change the whole body shape and just update them. Pagans, Reagan era, Iran contraband. Money caused turf wars through the promised land. First time being rich could be a common man. The guy Fishers had the blueprints and diagrams. We just took what we needed and we built on it. Lord forgive me for the blood that I spilt on it. She left the door open, gave a fuck if I'm famous. I write this alone in Vegas. camouflage street money, party nights with the A-list. I write this alone in Vegas. Remember nights when my team blew it all on the tables. I write this alone in Vegas. I'm the only one left and the memory's fading, so I write this alone in Vegas. Yeah, fear of God, Zuggin. Got me feeling like Pop. This the realest shit I ever wrote. Who you know? Sit in New York for 2 days around Grammy winners. Come back home straight to the money getters. About $14,000 worth of 20s. Brown paper bag money. Yeah, I call that a good weekend. Re-up gang forever. Long live the cane coming soon. Malice, my brother, I love you. Lava Don. To the end, looking. Yes. Emmanuel. Hope I ain't get you in no trouble with that shit, man. That was a long time ago, you know? You know how we do. My nigga Knots, he's blacking out on this beat, my nigga. Yeah. Come on. Serve like steak, well done, get a gun in your face, bitch nigga. People have you praying to God, move your kids, have you hiding your mom. Beef is when you hide behind the mother niggas, but they ain't killers, they ain't pulling them triggers, fuck niggas. People have you keying our cars, heart broke, yours don't look like ours. Them niggas ain't dying for you. Them niggas ain't dying for you. Up, running around, you hot shit. Taking half of everything you get.
Yeah, them niggas ain't dying for you. Them niggas ain't dying for you.
And we know that. Contract all fucked up. I guess that means you all fucked up. You signed to one nigga, then signed to another nigga, then signed to three niggas. Now that's bad luck. Damn that shit, even the odds now. You better off selling this hard now. You call it living out your dreams. You can't fly without your wings. You get it. Jeremy Scott's all camouflage. You can't hide it from yourself, career sabotage. I was really in that travel lodge. You just lying through your catalogs. We're the blood and the battle scars. We the ones the judge juggling them gavels on. Put me to the body, nigga. First 48, put us to them bodies, nigga. Round here, we don't play that. A to the K that, spray that, lay back. You can keep your beats, nigga. We much rather share your bitch, nigga. Bitch, nigga. 3 million, can't hide that. It shows in the homes, I done tried that. That's why you'll never be my neighbors. Smile as you waving, but we know you niggas hate us. Fuck you playing games for? Don't be scared, get everything you came for. They got you talking that big shit. Little do you know we don't miss shit. Them niggas using you as a pawn. You see they never loaded they guns. Now you out here all by yourself. Ask Steve Jobs, wealth don't buy health. Yeah. Beef is best served like steak. Well done, get a gun in your face, bitch nigga. Have you praying to God? Move your kids, have you hiding your mom? Beef is when you hide behind the mother niggas, but they ain't killers, they ain't pulling them triggers. Fuck niggas. People, how you keying our cars? Heart broke, yours don't look like ours.
Them niggas ain't dying for you. Them niggas ain't dying for you.
Throwing that flag up, running around, you hot shit. Taking half of everything you get.
Yeah, them niggas ain't dying for you. Them niggas ain't dying for you.
And we know that.
push a T in anybody that love him. His head up his ass, I'ma have to headbutt him, gut him. Lil Tunchy shit, weak stomach, it's me, LT. Like when you heat butter, old pussy in the can. Red is the flag, fuck with me wrong, I put your head in your hands. There be blood everywhere, I got bloods everywhere. I'm an alien, I hope you ain't the Prince of Bel-Air. That's real nigga talk. These niggas speechless, cut off his arm and leg like I charge for my features. Hammer on my side like I work in construction. Your bitch hit that head so hard we get concussions. Niggas can't see me, not even a glimpse. Too many banana clips, I feel like chimps. South Beach bitch and a tan line stupid. You can find me on Collins like Bootsy. I ain't on no fuck shit, I be on that truck fit. Your girl do tongue tricks and you sweeter than 1-6. All I ever see is Ben Franklin face. I chase the bank, I don't bank with Chase. You fucking with some niggas that'll murk y'all. Nigga, you softer than the motherfucking Nerf ball. Bird call. Brr. What happened to that boy? He was talking shit, we put a clap into that boy. Tunchy.
Funk Master Flex Night.
Trying to get it off the corner. Plenty niggas they know died right there on the corner. But they out there ain't they repping the sign that's on that corner. Anything you need, you'll find it right there on the corner. Bitches on the corner selling pussy on the corner. Neighbors call the police each day complaining about that corner. So surveillance on the corner, they investigate that corner. You on parole, can't be within a mile of that corner. Sundays we barbecue and shoot dice on the corner. When nightfall, we ride back to back hitting corners. If you wanna disrespect this corner, they'll have to call the coroner in yellow, take your corner. My mama tried to keep me off the corner. I can count on one hand niggas who made it off the corner. There's a church on every corner, liquor store on every corner. I'll be back in 10 minutes, I live right around the corner from the corner.
CNN.com. A couple of weeks ago, about a week ago, Blaze, you had a comment on your Facebook page, which is essentially kind of a black versus white in the sense of, in terms of the black culture for the most part, what we hold in high regard. The material things, the trivial things for the most part, and in the white culture where it's looking at IPOs and looking at where your portfolio is and really trying to make sure that your financial foundation is in place. And I wanted you to kind of comment on that and take that a little further. Just mention what you were talking about or what your thought process was when you made that comment on Facebook. So I wanted to talk to you.
I say some stuff on Facebook. Man, for me, Facebook is a thing I've been thinking. I mean, my status is always kind of LinkedIn. Whereas I know a lot of time with Twitter and Facebook, it's a going. I went to the bathroom now. But I gotta wash my hands now. Yeah, I don't do that. I just kind of, you know, I kind of go with what I said. I think I said something along the line. I have to look it up. I talk a lot. But I think I said something along the lines of black people. What I actually said out here is, forgive me if I'm on my high horse, but Negroes stay getting hyped about the release of the next pair of Jordans that they cannot afford, while other folks are getting hyped off of multi-billion-dollar IPOs. Negroes get hyped talking about haters and Gucci, while other folks get hyped talking about capital funding their startup companies and ROI. And I know somebody out there was like, ROI, what's that? It was kind of to the point that I think our priorities I'm sorry, I love Michael Jordan. When I was a kid, Michael Jordan was my favorite athlete, period. Nobody, you couldn't say nothing about Michael Jordan negative and not have me at your head, you know what I'm saying? However, when I got older, I understood the fact that this man is making millions and millions upon millions of dollars on people buying his shoes. And the main people who are the most aggressive about these shoes, some type of representation of your financial needs, is black people. But then when I was looking at the Facebook IPO, which was around the same day that I actually made the post, I looked at the Facebook IPO and you have a group of like 100 people outside, you know, celebrating this or whatever, who are now millions and billionaires.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a big-ass deal. You know what I'm saying? That's a big deal. I can give a shit when the legs, the breads or the Santa Mars, or I don't care. Because that ain't making me no money. That's not doing nothing for me. Like, I mean, I used to. I'm not ranting on my sound. I used to buy Jordans and release them. For years, I was on it and released them. And one day, something clicked to me. A couple of people mentioned it to me, said some things to me. I heard a few people say something. A couple of people say something. I heard Mr. Bearcow say something. And it was, how do we spend so much time worrying about how we spend our money? We never create it. I was listening to Mr. Farrakhan again today, and he was talking about one of the reasons why the country doesn't respect us as black people, minorities. One of the reasons that they don't respect us is because we don't make anything. All we do is buy. We are consumers to the highest degree. We feed on what we can say that I have that my brother does not have, so that it makes me feel like I'm going to buy it. And we're all buying it for the same thing. So where these people are making millions.
Gonna get into a couple tracks real quick. Cocaine 80s featuring Nas called Chain Glow, and then Kaz called Rock On. So Cocaine 80s, Kaz. You listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
And I hug, they gon' tell me I smell like a billion. It's black mall, love Sicilian ladies, the heat is fly gold. That's my story, when the moon hit your eye like a big piece of pie, that's Amore. The black godfather, probably relaxing a 40 with all the odds that we stop getting cast, don't bore me in a Ferrari. Flagging down these two shorties, they in the bins like Thelma and Louise, and surely we pulling over next exit. Only thing open is a Shoney's or Best Western. We looking for drinks, and shorty noticed the necklace, she digging the links. She said it's solid, got diamonds all in the eyes like a wig, sick as you touch it.
Don't stop my whole city.
rolling swishes of the rolling paper, fingertips like glue. My pot sticky, I smoke major weed. I don't fuck with your kids, keep sucking my dick. It got hickeys, I drive plenty of heat. Don't got pity for you whack MCs. Don't hate, God pick me. Swooping in my knuckle numero, Lemert's finest, can't deny it, I'm too thorough. Holding on my heat, it's a bow. I threw arrows that hit pharaohs, and they don't. From long range, all I need is pussies to pop and bomb brains. Most rappers, rapping is whack, beyond lame, got nothing to say. They all blame, no enlightenment, lacking that flair, not exciting. What's the use of having a cause that no one's fighting for? Fuck these niggas and the things that they praise, cause the things that they love ain't what I adore. I'm the iron fist, sleep with fish, lying piss, bitch ass rapper, I turn your disc to a flying frisbee. Busy, on the grind, money on my psyche. Funny ass rappers claim to see, but they blind. I'm overtime, standing in the front of the trench. I hold the line, La City, rock with me. A rock gone, to own a rock gone. A rock gone, to own a rock gone. A rock, and don't stop. The whole Cali, is you with me? A rock gone, to own a rock gone. A rock gone, to own a rock gone. A rock, and don't stop.
Check it, stop.
Yo, I pledge allegiance to that genius. On that next shit, niggas exit. We tell them beat it. You bitch ass niggas, get erased. Get wiped off the map, get deleted. When I write a bar like fireballs falling from the sun, I am cost. Never multiple kings, only one man can wear the crown. We telling suckers bow down, I throw the towel in. Where my style ends, is where your style begins. We ain't nothing alike, we ain't kinda cool. We ain't hardly friends, yeah. I'll be here until the end. And when the end comes, I still stand, yeah. A lot city, a rock with me. A rock gone, to own a rock gone. A rock gone, to own a rock gone. A rock, it don't stop. The whole Cali, is you with me? A rock gone, to own a rock gone. A rock gone, to own a rock gone. A rock, don't stop. A Sean Jackson, rock on, stop. A rock scene, rock on, stop. Lamar Park. Rock on, stop, bomb side. Rock on, stop, a dirty science. Rock on, stop, beat Nick Peep. Rock on, stop, fast life. Rock on, stop, Manac Blue. Rock on, yeah, the worldwide. Rock on, yeah, we in the atmosphere.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. As always, as Blaze said in the beginning of this episode, DubCNN Radio Networks, make sure you support. So make sure you support DubCNN Radio. Make sure you continue to support Microphone Masters Radio Show. You can hit us up, MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com. You can find us at Mike Masters Radio on Twitter. You know, just search Microphone Masters Radio Show, you know, Google us, and you'll be able to find everything that we're involved in. And I want to leave you with this because we got a couple tracks. One's called Ghetto Gospel by Killer Mike, and the other is Los Angeles by Thurs. But I was talking to my wife, we were on our way back from being out of town this weekend, and we were talking a little bit about religion, and as Blaze and I, as you know, we both are religious, and since we openly talk about it, so that's what we're going to talk about, that we love having that platform. And I was talking to my wife, and I mentioned to her, I said, one of the things that people need to understand, and I was kind of reiterating what you told me a few weeks ago, because I thought it was really poignant, where you said people go in and say, hey, you know, I'm praying for this new car, I want this new Lexus, I'm praying for this new house, when their bank account does not reflect being able to afford the payments for said house or said Lexus or whatever the case may be. And it's about praying so that God will give you the right, help you to make the right choices to lead you to one day be able to maybe take that step to buy that house or that car. He's not a genie. He's not a genie. You can't rub on the Bible and say, yo, what, the new doors just came out? Please, give me the new doors, give me the new Jordans. Amen. So it's just when I took with Del Gospel, it's just kind of making me. Thank you, everybody, for continuing to support Microphone Masters Radio. We don't check y'all next time. We got big things planned. So Killer Mike, Ghetto Gospel, Thurs, Los Angeles. Listen to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Holla, holla.
edge of my bed, holding my head, trying to make this cake like a baker and get some bread. My mama said, hustling does come with fear. Time due to crime, you better head be prepared for what comes with it, the killing and conviction. The snitches, often they get acquitted, while the real sent to prison to rot away while they living. And all because I say dope, they on a mission to nail my black to the wall with a conviction. I pray the law hear me, but really, Lord, is you listening? Praying when I'm in trouble, I'm speaking with forked tongue. I say I'm out the game, but I'm flitching like George John. I must be in the clutches of Satan, it's all warm. My mama took me to the root lady to read my palm. She put beads on my neck, say they protecting me from harm. But f*** this old witch, I went and got a...
Oh, Lord, Jesus, glory. Oh Lord, Jesus, glory, glory. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord.
Looking at the bezel of my, thinking that I used to sell raps for enlightenment, but I got lapped by them guys selling lies for them white men. Now I sell pies for them white men. And my tour bus is a move of indictment. This must be how Huey felt when the revolution failed and the Oakland nigga turned them on to a sacrifice. You know the feeling's false, but it feel like, yeah, I may have lost my cause, but not a reason to rebel. Revolutionary or killer, I'm in jail, and the CEOs call me, but either way when I'm in there. Just like they did Pop, just like they do Mumia, just like they do Mutulu or Asada if they see you. It ain't no justice if it's just us in court. For my folk and my people, free Hoover, free Ford. The law never break us if we all on one accord, you know.
Oh Lord, glory, glory. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Jesus, glory, glory. Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Even as I'm standing here, iceless, Mike is priceless. Woman with me prettier than ISIS. Don't know if she black or a white chick, but I know this party and excitement gon' lead to indictments. The women and the fame put shade on enlightenment. I done seen dark days come to many bright men. I done seen a damn dime fine as a fine wine. Taking Einstein mind, leave them deaf, dumb, blind. Even with them Jezebel, liars of Delilah, even Marianne of Pandora. Pretty parasite, she will use ya. This ain't what you used to. Stone cold, she Medusa. That might make you an abuser. You an addict, not in love, boy. Don't get it confused, bro. She don't need a boyfriend, she just need a booster. She the devil's pie guy, you was fucking loose.
Oh Lord, Lord, Jesus, glory. Oh Lord, Lord, Jesus, glory, glory. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Oh Lord, Lord, Jesus, glory, glory. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh Lord, Lord, Jesus, glory, glory, glory. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, Jesus, glory, glory, glory. Oh Lord. Oh Lord, oh Lord, Jesus,
great spirit,
glory,
that is
glory.
Both strong and ready to help
oh
you
Lord,
along
Lord.
Your journey.
Los Angeles means a complex brain anatomy. What for our love story quickly turned tragic.
LA is the city that birthed me and raised me. That is why it's my everything.
To me, the city of LA is the city of dreams, because you got Hollywood. And then, you know, the city of despair, because you got the inner city.
LA is the city of the champions, bro.
LA to me is what hip-hop is for the urban community.
raw and essential to every aspect of art that comes to be in tune to an aspiring generation.
To me, Los Angeles means culture, sunshine, and palm trees.
Los Angeles means the beginning of my family.
Crenshaw.
To me, the city of Los Angeles means peace.
What Los Angeles means to me is opportunity, make dreams, reality.
L.A. L.A. means dominance. Land of the king.
I mean, what do you mean? I am LA.
The city's a predator. Blood splash snakes, black cats, hood rats, fat bats. They want the lion out of habitat. Devil contracts, high off contact. When you inhale the smog, that'll bring your asthma back from childhood. As it sits in your chest like the taste of the finest cone, yeah. You pray for callbacks as everyone auditioned for their role. Lot of niggas play the same character. No cameras, need stamina to run past ya. With your fake strategy, y'all casting Grey's Anatomy. Pretend to be surgeons. Real niggas touch hearts. My soul is stained glass. Look through my eyes and see the art. Happily remove the shades. Now witness the Andy Warhol, Van Gogh, Leonardo, Basquiat, Picasso, Matisse, Michelangelo, Salvador, Marco de Ofla.
To me, LA means home, sunny skies, and happy people.
Whenever I think LA, I think sunshine, Tupac,
palm trees, Gucci, and bad bitches like me.
A sunny Christmas, you and I, Venice Beach,
Los Angeles, Plus.
Hollywood, Beverly Hills, American Excess, Worldwide Entertainment.
Hey, I love LA, and the Lakers mean the world,
City of dreams, heartbeat with a snare, gasoline, dreams sparking with a flan, hope it blow up for the best. You never want a nightmare. People come here, get robbed of their goals with hardware. Cats will raise a gun before they raise a kid, huh? I guess we fathers of warfare. Bullets go platinum every year. Invest in a hefty share and fire back to preserve that, feed that dream between ears. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. I represent that city on that Dodge of blue. Rico, no Buick, rep purple and gold. Cats fade without clippers, sharp shoot your angels. Salute a king, whether on ice or at war. Or marching on gravel, provide salutations. City a little conversation, long stairs, copper cases, cold cases, transplant faces, brothers, sisters, mothers, everybody trying to make it.
Trying to make it. Trying to make it.
L.A.